Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Mem Vav. We are in the middle of Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, and we're up to the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Dalid. We had just learned that women are Chayavos and Kiddush on a Daraisa level, just like men are, and therefore women can even be Motzi men in Kiddush, since they're Chayav Midaraisa in Kiddush. So says the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Dalid, Umotzio says HaNashim, B'chein Eskimu Ataz Mogin Avram Ba'agrav Shari Achronim. Meaning this is not something that some great Kiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, that nobody agrees to. All the major achronim agree to this. A woman could be motzi a man in kiddush. Mikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, yesh la'achmir l'chadchila shel totzi isha anoshim shein b'nei beisa d'zila milsa. That it's inappropriate for a woman to be making kiddush for people who are not immediate family members or people who live in the same household as she does, because that is considered to be zila milsa. I don't know if we have to translate zila milsa. It's considered inappropriate. It's inappropriate for a woman to be making kiddush for other people, for other men who are not immediate family members. Sivkat and Hay, Hoel v'chayavos, but the reason that technically they can be motzi men is because they're chayavos min haTorah just like men are. V'lochein yicholu lahotzi afilu hikvar yatzis de kiddush. Not only can she be motzi a man, even if she was already yotzei kiddush herself, she could still be motzi a man. Ukamo b'ishla, come on, b'sim reishayin gimel siv dalit. Just like a man who's already been yotzei kiddush could still be motzi other people in kiddush. Dilin in kiddush, anashim anashim shavin. Because as far as kiddush is concerned, men and women are exactly the same. So they have the same obligation, therefore a woman could be motzi a man in kiddush. It's interesting that he's assuming that women are included in arvus, right? The Mishnah Berurah is assuming that, why is it that yotza motzi, that someone who's yotze already could still be motzi someone else? Because kol yisrael arevim zeh lezeh, but that's a question in some of the achronim, the Dagon Ravava, based on a rush, whether women are bechlal arvus. Mishnah Berurah just takes it a davar pashut, of course they are. Vidat, dekshe'echon motzi l'chaveri de kiddush, when someone is being motzi someone else in kiddush, and this is always, no matter who it is, man, woman, or anybody else, tzorich lechavin lehutzio v'hashomer tzorich lechavin latzeis. The person saying the kiddush has to have kavana to be motzi the people, the listeners, and the listener has to have kavana to be yotzei. Lachein mei anachon sheyasko balabayis lebnei besu sheyachavin latzeis. So it's helpful to have a reminder. I mean, the balabayis should say before he says kiddush, everyone have in mind to be yotzei. It's helpful to have a reminder, because if they're just spacing out, they're not yotzei kiddush. They're going to have to say their own kiddush. Certainly, if they're having conversation, right? But even if they're just spacing out. Then Sivkat and Vav Kamosam, we said that they're chayiv min haTorah just like men are. Achlin in zman yesh chilek. The bish zman chayiv min haTorah kshu ben yigimul bishra kshnasas pasiyud beis. Tasi mischayas v'chol mitzvos. Mishnah Berurah points out what probably to us would seem like a very obvious point, and that is that even though both men and women are chayiv in kiddush, that chayiv starts at different ages. For a man, it's when he's 13. For a girl, it's when she is 12. So that's bar and bas mitzvah respectively. Okay. Seif Gimel. Im ein yodam asegel zuknos yayin l'kiddush l'hachin tzorchei sudu l'kvod alayla l'kvod ayom l'kiddush ayom. If you don't have enough money to buy wine for kiddush and all the foods you need for the sudas alayla and the sudas ayom and for the kiddush during the daytime, so what takes priority? Mutav sheyikna yayin l'kiddush alayla ma sheyachin tzorchei suuda. More important to have wine for Friday night kiddush than it is to have food for the meal. Omi ma sheyikna yayin l'tzorchei ayom. And it's also more important to have wine for Friday night kiddush than it is to have wine for Shabbos day kiddush. What about the fact that the Gemara says, based on the Gemara quotes a brisa, that if you have an option, kavod yom or kavod laila, the kavod yom is what wins, and therefore the daytime meal should be prioritized over the nighttime meal. That's as far as the meal is concerned. But as far as the kiddush that precedes the meal is concerned, kvod laila kodim kvod yom. Then the kvod laila is going to win, and therefore the wine is for the kiddush. Oh no, I've been muted the whole time. I've been going already for 5 minutes. Ivey, I'm so sorry. I was muted the whole time on the Zoom. Okay, you'll get it on the recording. So we just read Siv Gimel. So now we're going to do the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Gimel. Again, the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel just said that Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, that the Kvod Yom normally wins as far as Su'uda needs, but as far as what Kiddush, if you can only afford to buy wine for Kiddush or to buy other Tzarchei Su'uda, wine for Friday night Kiddush takes precedence. So Sif Katan Zayin Mutav Sheyikna the Kiddush Mitzvah Sasei Daraisa, because Kiddush is a Mitzvah Daraisa. Ulachin Tzarchei Su'uda Hu Mitzvah Oneg Midivrei Kabbalah, and to prepare the Tzarchei Su'uda is a Mitzvah of Oneg Midivrei Kabbalah. Kedichsev Karasa LeShabbos Oneg V'Afligav the Mitzvah Shel Zocher Nuchal Kaim B'Zchiru Zvarm Shel Kedush Shabbos Levad. So says Mishmur, wait a second. We're saying that the reason you have to buy wine for Kiddush on Friday night is because Kiddush Friday night is Doraisa. Whatever you do to eat nice meals, that's only a din mi divrei Kabbalah. But we just got through saying yesterday that saying words of Kiddush on Friday night is Doraisa. Wine for Kiddush on Friday night is not Doraisa. The requirement for wine is only midrabanan. So valayayin ainu ela midivrei sofim. The fact that you do it with wine is only midrabanan. Kanal mishum brus of gun beis, like we pointed out earlier. Afilu hachi kiven de ikar kiddushu min haTorah gam yayin shelo kodem lekol. Still buying wine for Kiddush on Friday night takes precedence because it helps you fulfill a mitzvah that is a mitzvah daraisa. Even though in a chinami the element of using wine for Kiddush is not a din daraisa, but this is how you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. So therefore, the wine for Friday night Kiddush is going to take precedence. V'yiskimu achronim and achronim agreed to kol zeh dafka k'sheish l'pas l'tzorich alayu l'tzorich yom. The question that we were dealing with in Shulchan Aruch is wine for Friday night Kiddush or kugel, right? But it's not dealing with wine versus challah. Meaning the achronim point out that all this is assuming you have challah. Avol k'shein l'pas, but if you don't have bread, mutav shiyukon l'pas v'yikadish lav. Better to buy bread before you buy any wine because you could always say Kiddush on the bread. T'chayv lechol pas b'layil v'chein l'machor b'yom haShabbos. Because you have an obligation to eat bread, to have challah on Friday night and Shabbos day. You have to have the chmishna, v'im yesh lo l'kiddush layla, v'ein lo l'kiddush hayom ul'kvod hayom. If you have enough for kiddush for Friday night, but not for kiddush during the day, and for a nice meal during the day, after mistaver d'kvod hayom adav mikiddush hayom, even though you would think that the daytime meal should take precedence over the daytime kiddush, mikol makom, well, once you have challah, that's enough for the daytime meal. But mostly, you can only eat the kiddush hayom, and then whatever leftover money you have before you go and you buy chalent and kugel, you should buy wine for kiddush hayom. Vayin beber alacha, yain letzorich hayom, hainu letzorich kiddush hayom. When we say wine for the daytime meal, it means not during the meal; it means for the kiddush. V'atam the kiddush alayli ikaru humidah reisa. And the reason Friday night kiddush takes precedence over daytime kiddush is because Friday night kiddush is really based on a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'kiddush hayom hu rak midrabanan. And kiddush during the daytime is only midrabanan. V'afak avde b'layla yuchal lomer birkas kiddush arifta. And even on Friday night, you could say kiddush on bread. U'biyom k'shlo yelo al mal kaddish yishar b'li kiddush. But if you don't have wine for daytime kiddush, there is no kiddush on challah during Shabbos day. That's only a Friday night din. So think about this. Why, if I can only afford one cup of wine, why would I use that for Friday night? That means I'm not going to be able to say kiddush at all Shabbos day. If I were to use that wine for Shabbos day, then I'll still be able to say Kiddush on Challah Friday night, and I'll be able to say Kiddush on Shabbos day. Still, Mikamakom Kivin Demakom Sheish Yain in Mekatsha Rifta to Laila Adifa. Still, we'd rather use that one cup of wine Friday night, because if you have wine, you don't make Kiddush on Challah, and therefore we'll sacrifice the Kiddush entirely on Shabbos day in favor of having wine for Kiddush on Friday night. Sivkat and Tes, Beshar Tzarchit Suda, we said even though Kavod Yom V'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Zad, if that's as far as other meal needs. Kigon sheyesh l'ma'al minei begadim. So if you have only X amount of delicacies, tov yosher sheinichem l'tzorch sudas yom. So better to leave that for sudas yom. Let's say you have a lot of company and you're not going to be able to use the nice china for both Friday night and Shabbos day. So you have to choose one of the meals. So the daytime meal, kavod yom is adif. You have a dessert that you love to eat. You're not going to be able to eat it both Friday night and Shabbos day. Daytime meal wins. In the Yam Shel Shlomo, he criticizes those who are not careful about that. And sometimes you find people that make the nighttime meal fancier than the daytime meal, and that's not really proper. That's for both for the tzarch yisud of the day and the kiddush that we make during the day, like we said at the beginning of the sif. So to summarize what we learned tonight, or at least what we learned in person tonight, I apologize for the Zoomers who were on mute for the first half of it, but what we learned tonight is, first of all, we said that even if a woman was already Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, she could be Motzi a man. But it is inappropriate for a woman to be Motzi men from outside of her family. And then the second thing we said is that even though Kvod Yom takes precedence over Kvod Laila, since Friday night Kiddush is Daraisa, if you can't afford both wine and food, you should buy wine for the Friday night Kiddush. However, if you don't even have bread, then it's better to buy bread than to buy wine and just say Kiddush on the bread, and you'll do without the wine. Okay, so Bez Hashem, after Yom Kippur on Sunday night, we'll pick up with Si'if Dalid on page 92. Everyone have a Gemar Chasima Tov.